I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hindu militants are now threatening to resume attacks against Christians in Orissa, India. Mission India's Dave Stravers says their Bible clubs, literacy classes, and other ministries have been temporarily suspended because of the violence. While persecution typically brings more Christians to join the cause, he's concerned.
We don't know how long this responsiveness will last. There are workers in place ready to go. They're passionate. They're willing to suffer. They know it's dangerous. They still want to do it. They just need a little help. They need our materials, and they need some training.
Next, the instability plaguing the Middle East and North Africa hurts the region, but is actually boosting a Christian radio ministry. HCJB Global's Kurt Cole says they're experiencing exciting growth.
We've seen about six times the amount of listeners that we had back in 2004. I think we attribute that to just the maturing of the different services. We have sensed and have heard from other organizations as well that the youth of the region are really questioning the realities of what they're being told.
And the International Mission Board trustees appointed 36 missionaries to go to the field at their recent meeting. But the need for more workers is great. According to the IMB, there are 600 remaining unengaged, unreached people groups with populations of more than 100,000. They have no access to the gospel. The IMB says in order to place more workers, they need more funding. However, the declining dollar is forcing the IMB to raise more money just to meet existing needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Orphan Outreach is making available lullabies, songs for quiet moments, songs that will quiet the little ones, but lyrics that'll touch your soul. It's being sent to you to remind you of the needs of orphans around the world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.